other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Once a month, he joins us, Michael Rivero, coming up to talk about the staged arrest in Canada, the staged arrest in England. We've got Paul Watson in the next hour to discuss that with us and a bunch of other issues as well. The evidence is now coming out that it was all completely staged as normal, as usual. We're also getting to Dick Cheney dumping the dollar himself personally. Some new big developments with Iran. A whole host of issues coming up. First up is Miguel in New York. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let all the listeners know that about 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine and I, we've been into this for about 10 years or so. They kind of woke us up in school down south. And he's been telling me for a couple years that he has an uncle that used to work in the World Trade Centers. He's a banker, high finance guy. And he says he knows stuff, but he won't say anything. So the guy came over to dinner a couple weeks ago, and this is what he said. He told, like, everyone sitting there at dinner that over in Brussels and overseas, when he goes to meetings with these high, big insurance company people and the bank and the bankers, that the plans are that they've already laid out where the United States is set up to pretty much be a playground for the elite, where they steal the wealth and buy up our property and redistribute it all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. We're the idiots. We're the goofy morons that don't know where Iraq is on a map.
Right.
We're like lambs to a slaughter. And, yeah, we're to be looted. We're the morons.
Yeah, he also said that this plan isn't set. He said the only way it's going to change is if people in America either, I know you don't want to get, you know, talk about this, but he said, this is what his quotes was, that it's going to take a civil war or a revolution for it to change because it's so laid out in concrete and the plans are done.
Well, I mean, they're going to give all our major highways to the Spanish to tax. I mean, it's just, we're totally being sold out.
Yeah.
They bought our debt for a reason. We went into debt so the foreigners could buy us.
Yep.
They did it by design.
Yep, the same thing. It's all laid out. Everything is laid out. Everything is set. So if people are at home, you know, they don't really understand what this is going on. Last night or 2 days ago, the History Channel had a program on Freemasonry basically saying it's a good Christian organization and that all they try and do is help people, but the whole secret stuff gives them a bad name. I mean, the nonsense they're putting out there is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, is he happy that they've openly announced? Because I've read their books. I mean, they say it. America will be totally gone. A huge third world cesspool with the private interest taking whatever they want. And most of us living in basically ghettos or in physical prisons. And we're not just going to be a slave state. We're going to be the worst.
Right.
And a lot of cops are going to love it. They, you know, it's going to be a wonderful place for the thugs.
Yep.
And I just hope people enjoy the end of America. I mean, is he happy about this?
He wasn't happy, but the thing is that, you know, my friend's mom started to cry because we've been trying to tell her for a while, and it's like she won't believe us, you know. And here's
but
her
now
brother.
The big banker, the big banker's at dinner. She's going, oh, yeah, it's public. Yeah.
Now her brother's telling her. All of a sudden, she's, like, in tears. And I said, yo, I won't say what I would have done to him, but he's basically sold us out, and he knows this, and he didn't say anything. And he said, you know what, you guys are the ones, because we're like, you know, late 20s. He's like, you and your sister are the ones that are going to have to fight this war. Your Social Security is going to be here for me when I retire in a couple of years, but it won't be there for you guys, and it's your problem. So it's like a lot of these people who know about this figure, oh, I'm old, I won't be around for it. It's going to be the kids' problem anyway.
Oh, that's the attitude. Party till you're 30, then try to make money for 30 years, and then it's not my problem. Hey, let me tell you something. They're going to be taking everything people got in 2 years, a year, 5 years. I mean, it's a lot closer than that. Oh, listen, it's sick. I've been to globalist meetings, you know, the public ones, where they openly say they're going to take all our private property, they're going to take our guns, your kids will basically live in dormitories, we're going to have one-child policies, they'll go around sterilizing whoever they want, half the population will be on forced drugs. Cops will be able to raid your house and take you away to a FEMA camp or kill you for no reason. I mean, this is America, folks. It's gone. Listen, let's get down to brass tacks. Bush's blanket amnesty by itself is the end of America. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not trying to be negative when I say America, for all intents and purposes, is already gutted. We're like a hog you take for slaughter, take it out by the tree, put the hooks through both of its legs, the tendons, hoist it up, gut it, dump its guts in the gut bowl, slit its throat, and start cutting it up. This is the New World Order. Every country's losing its sovereignty. The elite openly have stated in so many policy papers going back hundreds of years, it makes my head spin that any free market, any free sovereign peoples that have any economic mobility threatens them. It's not about a free market. It's not about you being independent. It's about being a slave. And our entire Federal Reserve System has been set up as a type of black hole economically, where it builds a debt bubble that is impossible for the general public to escape from. All of the economic systems are set up to just keep you on the edge of bankruptcy, getting in deeper and deeper debt, so when they pull the rug out from under us, they can buy up everything for pennies on the dollar. And this time it won't be the elites of the U.S. and England buying up the assets as they did during the Great Depression. It's the globalists. That's why they devalued the dollar. That's why the Federal Reserve went $87 trillion into debt. What was it, 3 years ago, the Dallas Morning News said we were $44 trillion really in debt. That's what our obligations are just in 10 years. And you hear the national news saying the debt's at $9 trillion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, a year ago, and this is top economists, Reagan's former chief economist, okay, reporting that we were $87 trillion in debt. And that's all over the foreign papers. It's now well over $90-plus trillion. Once you get into these numbers, it just starts going up from there. So when you hear about, oh, the budget deficit, oh, the trade deficit, $180 billion a month, that is nothing. And it's all zeros and ones. It's all a Ponzi scheme. You know, I talked about the Chicago Mercantile being fake. I talked about the stock market being staged. For those that doubt me, we're going to go to Mike Rivero, an amazing individual, here in about a minute. I just got to state this. Remember Enron? They took California state legislators through their California offices where they were, in some weeks, fleecing Californians of upwards of $3 billion. You hear the national news, you hear they ripped them off for like $12 billion. No, folks, there were weeks where it was $3 billion. It was tens and tens and tens of billions. That was just one scam. There was no real energy trading market in the U.S. There still isn't. It was fake computers. It was fake spreadsheets. It was fake numbers. They just said whatever they wanted. They just made it up every day, every morning in a boardroom on how to scam people. Okay? And then Arnold Schwarzenegger meets with Malkin and meets with Skilling and meets with the now convicted Ken Lay on how they were going to blame it on Gray Davis. I'm no fan of Gray Davis, the gun-grabbing individual. The point is that he got blamed for it when they actually were involved. And so it's just all staged. Folks, it's so fake. I mean, to call the media propaganda, to call it, that doesn't even go far enough. All the basic root numbers that we enter into the financial equations, the political equations, the terms we use, it's all false. I mean, Bush is running around, I'm the conservative. Meanwhile, he's totally gutting the country along with the Democrats. It's like the Matrix. Michael Rivero, thank you for joining us. Out of the gates here, I want to get into Iran, the new developments, the staged terror bust, that now the evidence is coming out. It was indeed staged in Canada, in England. We've got all the evidence there. But before we do that, the economics, do you have any comments? Do you agree? Do you disagree on what I was just saying?
I absolutely do agree. And going back to the Enron story, they even went so far as to literally set up a fake office for their energy trading operation so that they could bring the politicians through and show them this is where we're doing these energy trades and this is why we're having to charge so much money and so forth and so on. And it was all a stage set that they built to fool the politicians with. And yes, it does seem like those few companies in the U.S. that are still showing huge profits are generally being caught doing something a little bit shady with their bookkeeping or some other scam going on under the protection of some political ally or lobbying group that tends to protect them.
Now notice though, Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, notice that Ken Lay and others didn't go to jail for fake energy trading in the billions. They go to jail for lying on some documents. See, the establishment doesn't want them to get in trouble for what the other people are doing.
Absolutely. It is a case of a wrist slap for a very, very great crime. And overall, though, you are correct about the tremendous debt load that has been run up by the government and by corporate borrowing and certainly the loss of our manufacturing. It has reached a point where it is an unpayable black hole. At some point, as you were saying in the previous segment, the government will simply say, well, we need to confiscate all of your wealth to help pay the bills. And that is not without precedent, because back during FDR's presidency, dealing with World War II, private ownership of gold coins and bullion was outlawed, and all the gold had to be turned in. And in exchange, people were given fiat paper money. Which, of course, as we've seen since then, has rapidly devalued to where if you had the same amount of paper dollars today, you could not even hope to buy the same amount of gold or bullion that was originally turned in.
Now, Michael, let me just add, when we look at the police state, it's not just about grabbing foreign, quote, rogue nations that are sovereign. It's not just about that. They need their high-tech police state in place because even in the IMF's own documents, remember they got released in 02, BBC reported on it, they talk about how they blow the bubble, then they bring in a police state and actually use the people rioting as a greater system to have it implode even more. So when you see a police state, when you see cops in black uniforms and wearing black riot gear helmets and you see checkpoints, That is all a prelude to the open martial law that will come with the mega depression.
And obviously, of course, the same thing applies to the spy scandal, the NSA tracking phone calls, the reading of email, all without warrants. It's all part of psychologically repressing Americans to discourage them from talking to each other or saying anything out of fear that they may be heard, which all comes right out of the way Nazi Germany was operating when Hitler was rising to power. Hitler had his supporters, and then everybody else was just kept in a constant state of fear. They were afraid to say anything because they didn't know if the person next to them was an informant for the government, or if the posts were being opening, or any of that, or the telephones were being listened to. So, you know, that we're seeing these same tactics being used here in the United States to scare the American people into staying silent about what they know is clearly going wrong with the country.
And by the way, it's not, you know, it's Ron Paul agreeing with Michael Rivero. It's Sandra Day O'Connor. It's even Bob Woodward. I mean, everybody. I've got the headlines here. Every day, some new bigwig is saying, we are going into a dictatorship. This is the real deal.
Well, I think a good sign of that is how the Bush administration is now quelling all the lawsuits over the illegal spying simply by saying state secrets, national security, and when you have one branch of the government that is absolutely immune to investigation or control by the other branches, that completely destroys the founding principle of this nation, where there was a balance of powers, checks and balances among the three branches of government. We now have an executive branch that is operating outside of any controls whatsoever, and if that isn't a dictatorship, I don't know what is.
What do you see them doing in the near future? I have a CBS headline here, another terrorist attack coming soon. And then Paul Watson's written an article, Nexus points emerge for potential summer attack. All indications suggest uncomfortable season of fear ahead. I interviewed Ray McGovern last Monday, high-level CIA reformer analyst, and he came right out and said, clearly our government's behind the terror and may stage more terror. And then he thinks they're going into Iran sooner rather than later.
Well, I tend to agree with that. Now, we're looking at this morning's headlines. Apparently, Iran has taken a very moderate approach to the latest offer from the European Union, where they're saying there are some ambiguities about their research capacity that need to be cleaned up, but they're willing to look at this. So Iran is coming across as working for a solution, and the U.S. is left with this rather bellicose approach they've had for the last couple of weeks of Iran must do what we say, then we'll talk about it, although that may be softening as well. But we may, in fact, be looking at a government that is recognizing they're mired in Iraq, they're not able to create anything that looks like a victory there, there's no support for a war in Iran, and we might actually be seeing Bush and the neocons starting to blink. Now, that doesn't get us off the hook because, as you say, the one way that would get a new war in Iran started is if there is a new terror attack that is blamed on Iran. Now, with regards to this article about recent events point to a new major terror attack, we are already seeing indications that the shooting in London and the arrests of the individuals up in Toronto were both staged events. They were entrapments, really. In Canada, it was certainly under American rules that would be considered an entrapment operation and thrown out of the courts. And in London, they're basically saying, well, they just had bad information when they went in and shot this guy. But the media is still using these two stories to wave the banner, terror is ramping up, terror is ramping up. And I'd like to have everybody just think about early 2001, because
they were hyping, terror is coming, get ready.
Absolutely.
Give up your rights when it, they do pre-programming, sorry.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. In the weeks leading up to 9/11, we were seeing Osama all over the news to make sure that when the Big Bang happened, we knew who we were supposed to blame. We're starting to see that same kind of PR run up now to get everybody thinking in terms of terror is coming. So, you know, I see the U.S. government right now as very badly factionalized between those who still want to go into Iran and those who think that they've really pushed this just as far as they can and that the entire country is now at risk. And I'm afraid that those who want the war in Iran are probably still considering a fake terror attack to get us there.
When we get back, we'll discuss more of what Michael Rivero sees in the future. A great political mind. We're honored to have him. My websites are InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, and InfoWars.net. His site's WhatReallyHappened.com. We've got a big fat link to it on the main page of InfoWars.com right now.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com or call 792-953-0267.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's not all gloom and doom. We've seen a lot of whistleblowers go public. We've seen masses of prominent individuals in and out of government going public. We see the poll numbers for the people pushing this police state in deep trouble. And they're gauging all of this right now. A lot of dictatorships in history that try to get off the ground don't get off the ground, or more of a soft dictatorship. Dictatorships, plutocracies, whatever, oligarchies, there's different versions, different spectrums of them. And so it's very important to get the word out now. It's very important to speak out right now and to let them know we're not going to buy into it, we're not going to go along with it. So they're testing the waters right now, getting away with as much as they can. It's also important to shatter the false left-right paradigm, because they'll remove Bush in a few years probably and then just put a Hillary or a Governor Warner in, who will then just carry out the same program. Michael Rivero speaking to that, how do we stop the dictatorship, and then how do we explain to people that it's the whole system that's shot right now?
Well, my personal philosophy is the way you end a dictatorship is you force them to act like one where everybody can see it. And I think we're starting to actually get into that phase right now where many of the actions the Bush administration are taking are causing people to sit up and really take notice as to what's going on. Also, I would tend to agree with you that we're talking about the issue of a soft dictatorship. And I think most dictatorships are soft in order to survive. And the image of hard dictatorships that we see in movies and TV shows, I think is there to make it look like, well, you know, as bad as things are, they could be so much worse, therefore, you know, you've got a good life and you shouldn't complain. But if you go back and you study dictatorships closely, they were all getting by not by ordering people around, but by tricking them into doing what they needed to do with what is called manufacturing consent, with telling the people the lies that will cause those people to come to the conclusions you want them to think. Hitler certainly did this to start World War II. He didn't just dictate to the German people march into Poland. He created this whole illusion that Poland was about to attack Germany and they had no other alternative to save their own lives but to attack Poland first. So this was a soft dictatorship. It was war by deception.
And by the way, Poland was as great a threat to Germany as Iraq is. They had horses. I mean, they were nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Compared to Germany's mechanized military, Poland was never a threat. But Hitler went so far as to have German soldiers in Polish uniforms blow up a German radio station or attack a German radio station right near the border
Gleiwitz. So
that the story would get out.
Exactly. And it just happens over and over and over again. Michael Rivero, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Ray McGovern last week. And I know you're not predicting, but your best guess, what do you think is going to happen in the next 6 months?
I think in the next 6 months it's going to become very obvious that there are deep fissures forming within the U.S. government itself between those people who want to continue this war policy, this project for the new America century, neocon ideology, and those portions of the government that are beginning to really step back and say, you know, we have really broken something that shouldn't have been broken. And I think we're going to start to see much more factionalism happening, and that the measures taken by those who are in power to hang on to power and perpetuate themselves are going to become much more obvious and deadly. I'm afraid that we will see a spate of strange, unexplained deaths among opponents to the war policy. I think there's a very good chance we're going to see more staged terror attacks blamed on Iran and eventually Saudi Arabia, because anybody who thinks that this is going to stop with Iran is sadly mistaken. As long as they're able to get away with it, the war hawks are going to continue creating these wars and continue invading the rest of the Middle East. And at some point, of course, this will bring us into direct conflict with Russia and China, who are not about to sit still and allow the United States to seize control of all of the Mideast soil.
When we get back, I want to take some calls, but first I want to get your take on Hugo Chavez coming out and saying he may force countries to buy his oil in euros. We have Iran moving, which has 6% of sales. Russia saying you got to buy it in rubles, 16%. I mean, you add Venezuela, Russia and Iran, and now some of the Scandinavian countries are talking about it. I mean, we are in deep trouble.
Yes, we are. And, this is the beginning of the erosion of the international need for the dollar, which began basically with Bretton Woods at the end of World War II. The U.S. dollar was simply declared as the international currency of choice. And it's just sort of stayed that way until now, but the dollar has become so weak and so fragile. I think any prudent nation looking at their own economy and their own international survival has to be looking at moving into another currency for trade.
All right, we'll be back in just 3 minutes. We'll answer some other key questions, and we'll go right to your calls for those of you that are holding out there. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Toby, Mary, Paul, Don, Jack, many others. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. 1-800-259-9231. Before I go back to Michael Rivera, I've got a bunch of questions for him and some statements I want to make. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv. You need to get a monthly trial membership for $5.95, the cost of two Starbucks, three Starbucks cups of coffee. You not only get all 14 of my films, plus my new film, Terror Storm, as soon as it's done in just a few weeks. We will upload it there. It will be available for weeks before it's even available for purchase on DVD or VHS. And, of course, we hope people go grab it off of that and load it up on Google Video. We're not here to make money. We're here to make money to fund our operation. Waking people up is the equivalent of 100-carat diamonds falling into my hands. I just love it because I want to survive. I want to beat these people. I want to live in a free country. I've already stuck my head in the news, folks. I got to beat these people now, and I need your help to do it. Michael Rivera needs your help. But get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, all 14 of my films. Right now, we're busy uploading my speech from the 9/11 conference this weekend in Chicago. We're uploading my the interview we did with Professor Stephen Jones. We're interviewing the interviews we did with everybody else up there for you over the next few weeks. There'll be a whole bunch of those uploaded. The next few days, a couple of them will be uploaded. Our protest downtown, bullhorning, that's being uploaded right now. That's the kind of stuff you get at PrisonPlanet.tv. My weekly TV report I do every week, and you get a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post there. You get, it just goes on and on. All my best radio interviews are posted there. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get a membership today. And, yes, it funds us It allows me to have, what now, 5 webmasters. It allows us to be able to upload the video, to have the bandwidth, to do all the things we do. And most importantly, PrisonPlanet.tv is a great activist tool. You can go there, and we have it in high bandwidth, medium bandwidth, low bandwidth, different formats. You can sit there and burn my TV shows, the best ones you like, to disc very cheaply to give to people, all of my films to disc to give to people, other films, my special reports from England to Crawford, Texas, to Chicago, to New York. It's all there. We work really, really hard here. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a membership today. Or get a yearly membership and get 3 months for free. You can also call toll-free to get my films. You can ask about the different specials, what the films cover, or you can order via the Safe Secure Video and Bookstore there on InfoWars.com, hard copies of the films. And that's really the best way to do it because you can make better digital copies from those that are movie quality. At the same time, again, you can call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And don't forget, tickets are going fast. It's going to sell out. I can see that's a guarantee now. We're up to 700-plus tickets sold. It really only holds 1,000. We can go up to 1,100, maybe 1,200, but if we're going to have a bunch of media there, which we are, really 1,100 is the maximum. It's going to sell out. If you want to come to L.A. the 24th and 25th of June, with all the great speakers, my new film Terror Storm debuting, Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves, Winona Ryder, Woody Harrelson, I'm in it. I apologize about that. We're putting in some new equipment here today, and that was a little blurb. We're back here, ladies and gentlemen. Finishing up what I'm saying, the producers of Scanner, and we're going back to Michael in a second. I apologize for making him hold. Go ahead and close your mic, John. Thank you. Excuse me, folks. I'm down here in Austin, Texas. They're in Minnesota. Stuff happens sometimes. And when it comes, it seems to come in flurries. People say, well, a Warner Brothers movie, you're New World Order. No, the producers went out, made the film, and then you've got to have a distributor, and Warner Independent picked it up. Okay, and it is. We're going to have the producer there, and we're going to be showing a large portion of Scanner Darkly. They called me up and want to do it. And the film is anti-New World Order. Keanu Reeves was just in the media at Cannes about a week ago, saying America's turning into a dictatorship, a police state. And there'll be some surprise guests there. Believe me, folks, you don't want to miss this event. Okay, you're not going to believe the people that are there. Just wait till you get there. This is going to be huge. Speaking of that, going back to Michael Rivero, Michael, I'm not tooting my horn here. This is exciting. Even the New York Times wrote a pretty fair 9/11 piece Sunday about how you can't ignore us. We've got all these scientists, all these experts. We're marching forward. The fact that they're having to do that shows they know they've lost all credibility and are desperately trying to keep some of it now. But I'll be honest, Mike, and I know you worked lived in Hollywood and you still work in all of that today from Hawaii. I talked to CNN executives and producers. I talked to congressmen off air. I talked to generals. I talked to police. I talked to airline pilots. I talked to people. They're all pretty much coming on board with us now, but they work in these systems, and they want to get the truth out. I think we're on the edge of a tipping point, Michael Rivero.
I absolutely agree, and as you mentioned, I work in the film industry myself. And back, of course, during the 90s, I was effectively blacklisted. That's why I'm not in Hollywood anymore. But I've noticed just in the last year, my own business is definitely starting to pick up. And I think what it is the ability of those power brokers in the industry to say, don't work with that person. I think that's beginning to fade and be on the wane. And I think a lot of people are beginning to realize that what we've been saying all along, definitely there's merit to it. It certainly warrants further investigation. And I'm sure a lot of people within Hollywood itself, they remember back to the McCarthy smear jobs that ended careers without good reason. And back in the 60s, of course, a lot of them remember how the FBI destroyed actress Jean Seberg's career and a few others for daring to speak truth to power. So I think they're beginning to realize that that more of that same thing has been going on all along. And they're a little less willing to go along with that kind of thing because somewhere down the road it could be them. So, I think we're definitely seeing a change I think most people definitely agree something was very funny about 9/11. I know a lot of people sometimes get caught up in the minor points, but I don't really think that's important anymore. I think the important thing is that we all agree on certain aspects that are clearly deceptive to the American people. And
NORAD stood down. They clearly blew up the towers. PNAC clearly said they wanted terror attacks. They're clearly using it. I mean, the Supreme Court comes out and says whistleblowers in government can't report on corruption. I mean, it's getting so ridiculously obvious.
Yeah, well, that goes back to the statement I made in the earlier segment about the fastest way to end a dictatorship is to make them act like one where the public can see it. And that Supreme Court ruling absolutely makes it obvious that the government is terrified of the American people. The government isn't worried about terrorists. They're not worried about Al-Qaeda or anything like that. They're worried about Joe and Jane, voter, taxpayer, just waking up and saying, look, this is just not working anymore. And I'm sure a lot of people in the government, the reason for this push to listen to our phone calls and read our email goes back to what happened in Romania when Ceausescu fell, because when it happened there, it was, you know, it was over in just 2 weeks' time. The people just reached that flashpoint, and 2 weeks later, Ceausescu was machine-gunned on national television. And it could happen here. Personally, I would prefer that we had the U.S. government collapse the way the USSR did and pass away in a bloodless, more or less peaceful manner. But I think it's clear that we're heading to some kind of a crisis in the immediate future of some form, and it's just a question of exactly how that's going to take.
Michael, during the break, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about when we got back, and that was the point I wanted to cover, is that everything the old-timers talked about, all the police state martial law preparations, all the discussions of World War III, all the discussions of the plunging dollar, all the discussions of this happening, we are now, I believe, in the most dangerous, most interesting, most amazing times that we've ever seen in history, period, with so many things lining up as they did before the First and Second World War. Do you agree with that statement?
I would agree with that statement, and, you know, it is very obvious that if the U.S. continues to invade more Mideast nations, as I said before, we're going to eventually come face-to-face with Russia or China or both, and it will be a much wider conflict. It could be World War III quite easily. Whether there are individuals who actually want this to happen or not, I think is open for investigation.
Did you see the New York Times piece about 500 conspiracy buffs meet for 9/11? I mean, obviously it had a few little snide comments, but overall it had links to Professor Stephen Jones, conclusive evidence of thermite cutting charges and bombs. I mean, and it called me the William Jennings Bryan, and it said that, you know, we've got credible people. I mean, I what do you think of that?
Well, I agree that the snide comments, definitely indicated a bias there, but yes, it was coverage in the New York Times, and even bad coverage is better than no coverage at all. Because every time one of these articles comes out, the readers, the dwindling number of them, of the New York Times, are going to say, well, this is something I should be paying attention to, and we start seeing more visitors to our websites, we see more people tuning into your radio shows.
But in the past,
exactly,
but in the past, they would just disagree with us or totally or ignore us. Now they're having to respond. Why is that?
Well, simply because the poll numbers are showing we have won a huge share of the audience. We've got enough people paying attention to us where if the New York Times comes out and makes a misstatement about us, as they did about me again back in the 90s, there are now people standing around saying, no, that's wrong. That's not accurate. The New York Times is not telling you what's going on with Alex Jones or with Michael Rivero. And because of that, they're having to tread a little bit more carefully. 10 years ago, they could come out and say anything they wanted about you or I, and absent a court action, the reading public would never know that they were wrong. Now that's different. They're constantly being checked up on and gainsaid by the blogs and the radio.
Well, you're right. You're right. I mean, 10 years ago, they said the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. It was code word for anti-Semitism. And then now they have to write about the Bilderberg and basically admit they run things. So we've gone where they could just carte blanche lie to we're beating the living daylights out of them. I mean, I want listeners to know the times are dark, the times are bad. I think a lot of this move towards dictatorship, as you said earlier, is an attempt to try to suppress a counter-revolution. I think they're getting scared, Mike.
I absolutely agree with you on that one. The mainstream media has definitely lost the battle for the minds of America. Radio shows like yours, blogs like ours, are now the high ground in the flow of information. And without that ironclad control, you know, the government is having a hard time selling what it's trying to do.
But that brings us into the next issue, and then we'll go to calls. Folks, it isn't an internet rumor, just like the plans for a draft isn't a rumor. The bills are introduced. They are openly saying, and I'm not telling Mike something he doesn't know, but for those that don't, they are openly saying they're going to shut down the old web, the old corridors, the old peer-to-peer, force you on the internet too, and not let you get to whatreallyhappened.com or Infowars.com. They are now beginning to turn the switches off. They are right now doing it. I think that's going to blow up in their face, but they don't have a choice. They're losing. So, Mike, what do you see them doing?
Well, yeah, they're trying to go on, and they can't be so obvious as to simply say you may not go here because, of course, you'll have the banned in Boston effect where people will be working very hard to get to the forbidden sites. But they're trying to set it up so that large corporate websites will have privileged access because they can pay for the additional bandwidth, and small websites like mine, which basically operate without any funding at all, will be much, much harder to reach because of bandwidth loading. And it's an attempt basically to turn the internet, which is interactive, into more of a non-interactive broadcast media for the benefit of the large
communication corporations. Yeah, toll road. Exactly, toll road. Shutting down message boards, taxing email.
And, yeah, absolutely. I don't know that they're going to tax email. They certainly will put controls on broadcast email to keep people from sending out newsletters and stuff. But there is so much commerce that now depends on the internet. They do have to tread carefully that they don't actually break, this vast revenue stream that is now propping up part of the American economy. But absolutely, they're trying to find any ways that they can shut down these websites. In the end, I don't think it's going to work.
Well, I'll tell you what the bad news is from my point of view. And it's that they've had hubris, they've been extremely arrogant in their body language, in their actions, in their statements. I'm seeing the hubris evaporate. Now that they're getting a little more sober. I like it when they're nuts, folks, and totally on a power trip. I think they're spending a little less time with their mistresses now and a little more time analyzing what we're doing. Now, isn't that kind of a catch-22? We're now rising. Now they're having to face the threat, and so that makes them more dangerous?
Well, I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. The critical flaw that we have seen all along, going back 10 years, is that the people within the government who are trying to deal with this crisis are still trying to play the game by the rules that worked during the height of the Cold War. I don't think they've ever really quite understood the social phenomenon of the internet. They're still trying to play the game by the rules that worked in the 1950s and 1960s. They clearly aren't. I think they're going to keep on making some really bad mistakes until it becomes very obvious that they're just thrashing about. I don't think they're going to succeed in trying to.
But I think we've already reached the thrashing about point.
Well, on their side, definitely. Definitely. And the more they thrash about, the more obvious and visible they become. And I really do think that, you know, we are at a crisis point where I think it's starting to unravel big time. And again, this gets back to my observation. We're going to start seeing the government itself fracture into pro-war, anti-war components.
But here's the problem. We know there are bigger global interests that hired the neocons to do all of this, and as I said earlier, they can remove them like birdcage liner, put in the new birdcage liner, and it'll take us, the general public, a few years to notice that. Or do you think we've hyper-sped up the continuum now just with technology and information to where someone will that the public has been fooled so many times that now they're not going to be fooled?
Oh, absolutely. That is the value of your radio show and of our mutual blogs. And I like to point out when I talk to people about this, wars are always started with lies. If you go back and you study the history of warfare, the initiating nation, the rulers had to lie to their people to get them to march off into this other country and steal all the goodies there. That what makes Iraq different is, for the first time in history, the lies that started the war were exposed while the war is still going on. And we're starting to see the effect of that in this complete erosion of public support for the war, certainly for any new wars in Iran. This is an historic first. And I think it will always be this way from now on. I don't think we're going to be able to see governments and corporations lie to the population to the same extent that we have seen in the past.
I agree. Let's take a call. Thanks for holding, Toby. And then Mary, Paul, Don, Jack, and others. Toby, you're on the air. Where are you calling us from?
Indianapolis.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Commenting on your guys' conversation, I mean, do you think there's really anything that can be done until it gets far worse? Being that they are, you know, global in nature, you know, they control the governments, the industry, I mean, can anything really be done, even if more and more and more people are educated? You know, the people at the top that make
If the police and the librarians and the FBI agents and the troops refuse to follow orders, this happens all the time, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the U.S. government is dealing with massive desertions in Iraq. They're dealing with a terrible AWOL problem. It's not being publicized because they're afraid that this may spread to other people who are called up for duty in Iraq. But there are a lot of people who are just not going and just not showing up, and some of them are willing to go public and declare they're not going, and they're willing to risk the military court of action.
And they're not even prosecuting them because it backfires.
Yeah, absolutely. Every time they prosecute another one, the public is given one more reason to say, we need to rethink whether we should be in this war or not. And, you know, of course, all of these random killings and war crimes that are taking place in Iraq, they're a symptom of these soldiers recognizing that they are fighting a war that has no moral basis whatsoever.
Anything else, Toby?
Well, I mean, it just, you know, that's the American troops, but what about other troops that could be, you know, the UN troops that could possibly invade, you know, the United States, or, you know, who won't care about...
Stay there, Toby.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Paul Watson joins us from England to document the now-admitted staged raid. You arrest a bunch of people, you kill some innocent person, and it's heralded as a big anti-terror bust. Same thing in Canada. They just go find a few fools who will agree with them that, okay, let's do something. Then the government supplies them delivers the ammonium nitrate, and that is the proof. It's the same MO every single time. I want to keep Michael Rivero, though, 5 minutes over into the next hour so we can take more of your calls. Toby in Indiana, finish up real fast.
Well, I just feel that our troops are getting spread kind of thin, and, you know, just, again, you know, just want to know if you feel that things will get a lot worse before they can get better.
Well, I think any time of change is going to be accompanied by a certain amount of upset, and obviously we hope and plan for the coming changes to our country to be as peaceful as possible, but ultimately the degree of violence involved is not left up to us. You know, and if you go back and you look at how Gandhi persuaded the British to leave India to her independence, the amount of violence was controlled by the British occupiers and not by the nonviolence movement.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate your call. I mean, at a certain point, they're coming around with army trucks taking you to a camp you have to fight, but, you know, let's say cops are beating people who are innocent protesters on national TV. Not fighting back backfires on them. That's why the globalists are slick now. What the British would have done to Gandhi, if they weren't that sophisticated then, is what they did in Seattle. The government publicly, this is, I have all the video, local news admitted it, hired 50 thugs, paid them handsomely, housed them in the government housing. They came out. They were from Oregon. They burned trash cans, hit cops. The cops were told to sit there and take it for one day. National news shot the video. Then they retreated to a building. And the police then attacked savagely the 50,000 peaceful demonstrators, actually 60,000. So now they rent mobs to come actually cause crises. It's the old provocateur, Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. And anybody who's engaged in peace protests or demonstrations, you need to watch out for people who are acting like troublemakers, because usually they are paid agents that are there to cause trouble to justify police repression.
By the way, this has all been declassified before. This is not our opinion.
No, this goes back to what was called Operation COINTELPRO in the 60s during the height of the Vietnam War, where the FBI would have campus informants cause trouble, start fires, criminal acts, which the media would then use to discredit the anti-war movement so that the war could be perpetuated onward. And, of course, as we all recall, that did not end happily for anybody. And we're seeing the same thing now. And the interesting difference is, back in the 60s, it was actually illegal for the FBI to be doing these things. But starting in the Clinton administration, the rules were changed to where these kind of actions are now perfectly legal for the FBI to do.
Let's real fast jam Mary in Atlanta, who's been holding wonderfully. Go ahead, Mary.
Mary?
Okay, well,
you
that's...
Got the last letter is K, not Y.
Well, you know, it doesn't matter. That's what the network told me, so I'm just going to call you Bob. That's what happens. Go ahead.
My name is Mark. Thank you. Yes, I hope it's not too much of a divergence. I've been updating my website because my chief concern is the way that the church has been apostatized. Now, if I understand you correctly, last time we spoke, basically part of the agenda of the Illuminati is to destroy the Christian church, and I believe that they've been very effective in terms of what I call tear planting operations. Yes?
Please continue.
Yes. I have a gospel presentation that I've been working on. My website is doyoulovejesus.org, letter U, and basically I believe, you know, it's free to download, but, you know, you might want to, I've got a new revision of my message because I believe that it's essential to love the Lord back. And
all right. Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with the next hour.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.